I've had enough. Subway trains take me down mysterious lane.
2011. A rather brief agenda tonight, two hearings, which should last approximately, probably less than 1 hour. The documents from tonight's meeting are available on the City of Goleta website, and this will be rebroadcast on Channel 19. I would like to call this meeting to order, and let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call the Planning Commission, please.
Thank you. Commissioner Solomon. Commissioner Stapleman.
Present.
Vice Chair Wallace. Chair Sheeler.
Present.
Commissioner West is absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. So it does look like we have a quorum this evening. The public forum, this is the opportunity for any member of the public to address the Goleta Planning Commission on any item that is not on this evening's agenda. I will now open the public comment forum. Madam Clerk, are there any requests to speak this evening?
No, Chair Sheeler.
Okay, thank you. I will now close the public comment forum. Okay, Ms. Miller, are there any amendments or adjustments to this evening's agenda?
Mr. Chair and Commissioners, there are none. The agenda remains the same.
Thank you. And now for our next agenda item, will the clerk please read out the next item for the record?
Yes. Item A1 is the Planning Commission minutes for the Planning Commission meeting of February 28, 2011.
Thank you for that. The recommendation is to approve the Planning Commission minutes for the meeting of February 28, 2011. Any questions or deliberations regarding the minutes? Seeing none, would somebody like to make a motion?
I move that we accept the minutes from the February 28, 2011 meeting.
Second.
Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. We will now move to the public hearing portion of our agenda. Will the clerk please read agenda item B1 into the record?
Thank you. Item B1 is a public hearing on 11-021-GC-OA, Village at Los Caneros Development Agreement Amendment, lots 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 of TM 14,500, APNs 073-330-024-026-027-028-029-030.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. And I see that the staff recommendation is to take this item off calendar for rescheduling at a later date.
Yes, Mr. Chair and Commissioners, that's correct. The applicant and staff are currently reconsidering the scope of the request, and we need some time to do that.
I just had one question. Maybe there might be others. Are there any environmental documents related to this potential project on the City of Goleta website that can be reviewed?
This is actually dealing with the Villages at Los Carneros project that has already been approved by the city. It would be an amendment to the DA that was part of that entire project. The environmental document for that project is available. It's the same environmental document. There would be a separate environmental analysis for any amendment to the DA, and a determination would be provided to you along with the amendment to the DA.
Okay, thank you for that explanation. Any other questions regarding this item? Okay, I'd like to ask for a motion, please, to take this item off the calendar. Motion to approve.
I will move that.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Okay, let us vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Passes 3-0. So that completes item B1, the Villages at Los Caneros Development Agreement Amendment. And now we move to item B2 in the public hearing section, which is the general plan conformity determination for Matilda Drive property acquisition. Madam Clerk, could you read this into the record, please?
Yes. Item B2 is a public hearing, 11-030-GC, general plan conformity determination for Matilda Drive property acquisition, APN-079-554-028.
Thank you. Declarations, any site visits or ex parte communications to report? None here as well. Ms. Wells, will there be a staff presentation?
Yes. Good evening, Chair and Commissioners. Tonight's item is in regards to the city's purchase of a parcel at the end of Matilda Drive near Elwood Mesa. And the reason that you are seeing this item in sort of the structure and format the way that you are seeing it here in this presentation is because the government code 65402 requires that you make certain determinations and findings. And so we'll kind of walk through each one step by step. So the map that you see in front of you is sort of a blend of a few different general plan maps. So you can see that, to orient, you can see there's 101 and Hollister, and then the big bright green area is Elwood Mesa. And there's a dark circle, and it says subject area, and those are parcels at the end of Matilda Drive. And so what this figure is trying to demonstrate is we're looking at a purchase of one of those parcels. They're designated for residential land uses in our general plan. In our open space element, it identifies these parcels, there's 18, as open space in the city's open space overlay, and identifies them as a future purchase so we can add them to our Elwood Mesa open space. You can also see the little hatch pattern. You can probably see it better on your map, and if you look closely at your monitor, you can see that little dot pattern is our environmentally sensitive habitat areas. So that while the site is developable, because it's a residential land use, it's also mostly covered in some kind of special, unique biological landform. So the air photo zooms into that that large area that I was referring to on the previous map. And you can see that to the south or on the bottom left side of the screen, you can see where it says Elwood Mesa Open Space. So these parcels are in canopy connection with the Elwood Mesa Open Space. And it appears that you can see sort of the J on the map or the reverse. You can see where that would have been where Matilda Drive is supposed to drop down into the Elwood Mesa Open Space. And again, it's all environmentally sensitive habitat areas. There's two bright green assessor parcel numbers. Those are two lots that we purchased last year, and we went through the same procedure about making these sort of these conformity determinations last year as well. The red one, which is 079-554-028, is the subject parcel for tonight's presentation. And again, just want to point out that the purchase of this is intended to expand the Elwood Mesa open space as these have direct canopy connections. So I'm just looking at it a different way. Here's your parcel map. And the two that we previously purchased are flagged, and the arrow is pointing to the one that we're looking at tonight. So the government code requires that you make three findings, and it's set up already in your resolution that's attached to your staff report, that the location conforms with the general plan, and again, it does, and the location specifically listed in one of our implementation actions, and that the purpose of the purchase conforms with the requirements of the general plan, and it does. The general plan specifically states that we'll buy these purchases and expand the open space area, and that the extent of the purchase, meaning it's one of those 18 parcels comprising our open space overlay, also conforms to the purchase. And on a from the purchase perspective, we're using grant funds to support the purchase of this parcel, and Claudia Datto in the Redevelopment Agency Neighborhood Services is covering the purchase specifics and obtaining the grant information. So that concludes my presentation, unless you have some questions, and I'll just leave you with the screen, which is just the recommendation to adopt the resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Wells. Any questions of Ms. Wells at this time? No questions? Okay, I would like to open the public hearing on this hearing. Madam Clerk, are there any speaker slips on this agenda topic?
No, Chair Sheeler.
Okay, with no public comments, we'll close the public hearing. Bring it back to the commission. We could enter deliberations. Does anybody have any comments or anything that they would like to add to the discussion of this presentation?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, as Ms. Wells reminded us, we've dealt with something almost identical. In fact, identical with two parcels before. I think at the time I said that I felt that it was entirely consistent with the general plan. It isn't something that we needed to work through by analogy. It's simply very clear from the plan. And I hold those same thoughts for this parcel.
Okay. In that case, I didn't have any further comments or questions. Would somebody like to make a motion then?
I will make the motion as suggested in our staff report and ask the clerk to please read it into the record.
You have a second?
I second.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to thank staff for their work on these acquisitions. Appreciate that. Madam Clerk, could you read that so that we could vote, please?
Yes. The recommendation is to adopt Resolution 11-NextInLine, entitled A Resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Goleta, California, reporting the acquisition of Assessor Parcel Number 079-554-028 is in conformance with the Goleta General Plan Coastal Land Use Plan pursuant to Section 65402 of the Government Code.
Thank you. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Passes 3-0. So that ends our last public hearing topic. So let's move to C on our agenda, which is the Director's Report. Ms. Miller?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Commissioners. There is nothing to report to you tonight.
Thank you very much. After the Director's Report, then we'll have any comments from the Planning Commissioners. Would anybody like to share any comments this evening? Okay, no comments this evening then. Well, that's the end of our agenda, so could I have a motion for adjournment?
I move to adjourn.
Sounds like a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion? Okay. Aye. Passes 3-0. Thank you and good evening. Our next Planning Commission regular meeting will be Monday, April 11th, 2011.